Assalamu alaikum. This is Maliha Teaches for Muslim Health Talk. What exactly does Muslim Health Talk mean? It means nourishing our body, nourishing our soul, nourishing our mind, and nourishing our heart. And the best way of doing that is following the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and instilling it in our daily life. Let's get started. Bismillah. Episode number one, 5 ways to make your child love to pray. Hello, moms out there. This is a topic that's really near and dear to my heart. It's something I'm sure many people worry about. And a few years ago, my oldest son had just turned 7 years old, and my worries were all over the place. I wanted him to love to pray. I didn't want him to run away from prayer. And so I spoke to a lot of people to find out what their experience was with prayer. I did some research. I actually wrote a post on what I thought was what were the few things to do when it came to implementing the love of prayer to your child. And it actually went viral. So I realize now, and I even realized then, that this is a very important thing for all of us to discuss and understand. I needed to figure out exactly what to do when it came to helping him gently make prayer a habit. I wanted to be very careful because I had heard many stories where parents did not approach implementing prayer properly in their child's life. And as a result, their adult child was totally turned off from prayer and didn't perform it at all. I realize from my own life how valuable prayer is to me, and I am ever so grateful for my parents and teacher for giving me this beautiful gift of prayer. Alhamdulillah, I'm thankful to say that I was never forced to pray. My parents would wake me up, and then they would remind me that it was time to pray, and then they would go on and focus on their own obligation of prayer. When I think about my older children sometimes being far away from home, as they are right now, my heart is at ease and comfort knowing that they love to pray. Knowing that this simple act, this simple short act, can save them from committing sin, because when they stop whatever they're doing, they are literally put in a position to question their own actions. And this is more productive than if I were there and I questioned them and said, "What are you doing? Aren't you afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what He will do?" For me, I feel like we are centered during prayer. We are brought back to reality during prayer, and we are reminded who we really are and why we are here. Sometimes we forget these simple things, and our children have many, many more distractions during the day than we ever had when we were their age. I know that my child, no matter what age he is or she is, will stop and call himself or herself to account during these prayer times. How could you not, when you put a stop to whatever you are doing and face your Creator, speak to the one who's in charge of everything, and you have that opportunity to ask Him for whatever you need? This is the most beautiful act we have ever been given, and I pray and I wish and I hope that we as moms truly understand the value of it and pass it on to our children in the proper way. Like some moms out there, or many moms out there, ever since my baby turned the big 7, I've struggled on how to encourage him to pray consistently. I say the big 7, but as a joke, because we all know they're not so grown up. Actually, they're quite far from it. However, we also know and we're aware that this is the age that we need to get a little bit serious and encourage our kids to begin good, wholesome habits. And what better habit is that than our 5 daily prayers? Here are some things to think about when encouraging this wonderful habit to your kids. Number 1, make prayer a priority for yourself. When I think back to my childhood of one sweet memory which I have connected to prayer, today is that it is seeing my father sit peacefully on the prayer mat every morning and every evening. I would stand there close to him in awe, watching him from a little bit of a distance and absorbing the peace and enjoying the beauty of it all. SubhanAllah, it was a beautiful sight. And even as I got older, no matter where we were, whether it was at a wedding celebration or a small, insignificant gathering, when the time of Isha prayer came near, my father would always drop everything that he was doing and ask me to take him home, as he wanted to pray his Isha prayer and end his day. I mean, I had the option. He gave me the option and said, you can go back to the gathering if you'd like. But I always chose to stay, or for the most part, I decided to stay and do the same as he did. And I'm so blessed to say that I had that example. Because now as an adult, I have formed the habit of where I feel, my body feels like it wants to end the day after Isha, and that's it. So no matter where you are, if you're outside or on the road, when you realize it's time to pray, pull over and let your kids see you keep your own prayer. Of course, make sure you choose a spot where you feel comfortable, where you feel safe, but don't demand your child to pray. Focus solely on yourself, rush to pray and speak out loud, saying things like, SubhanAllah, I need to pray right away. Allah is waiting for me. What exactly does this display to your child? Well, you're showing them your desire to please your Lord, your need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your passion to keep a promise to perform an obligatory act, and your deep commitment to connect with your Creator, who is in charge of everything. Your willingness to stop whatever you are doing in order to pray is totally crucial, especially when little wandering eyes are watching you. So moms out there, go on, walk the walk, and try to ease up on talking the talk. There's really a lot of wisdom in this. Number two, be happy and display warmth when reminding your child to pray. In the morning, when you wake up for Fajr, give yourself enough time to pray slowly and recite or listen to the Quran for a good amount of time. Enough time for it to comfort your heart and your soul. This thing is different for everyone. I personally prefer reciting certain favorite surahs of mine from the Quran. Once you've received your dose of energy, only then are you in the right frame of mind to remind your child of their obligation to pray Fajr. How do you wake them up? Definitely not by yelling or banging on their door with a demanding tone. In my home, our rule is no locking bedroom doors, but we form the habit of knocking and waiting for permission before entering a door, even if the door to that room is wide open. This is from the hadith of our blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The following hadith that I will read to you is reported by Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, who says, I sought permission to see Umar radiallahu anhu, and I did not have permission after 3 times, hence I left. He called me and said, Abdullah, have you found it hard to wait at my door? You better know that people may find it hard to wait at your door. I said, no, I have sought permission 3 times and I did not obtain it. So I returned, as I have been ordered to do so. He said, whom have you heard this from? I said, from the Blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I walk over to my kid's door and I gently knock and say, Assalamu alaikum, my sweethearts, rise and shine, it's Fajr time. And then I sit at the end of their bed and I recite in my most comforting voice a surah which I adore. If the surah is short, I just keep repeating it a few times, slowly allowing it to penetrate deep into my inner soul. It helps when I close my eyes. And alternatively, I will play the Quran on my phone or read du'as from a book and anything else that makes you feel comfortable. You can also use this time to teach your kids and yourself the dua that is recited upon rising from slumber, from sleep. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahilladhi ahyana ba'da ma matana wa ilayhi nushur. This means all praise is for Allah who gave us life after having taken it from us, and unto Him is the resurrection. In either case, I am using the beautiful words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to carry my children from their phase of slumber to wakefulness. There's so much blessings in all of Allah's words, especially these when it comes to slumber, which brings ease to any difficult situation, especially a hard sleep. Try it and you'll be really quite surprised. My children appreciate this gentle nudge so very much that they peek their little heads from under their covers with minutes and say, "Assalamu alaikum, mommy, I'm awake, I'm awake," and are willing to go on to their morning routine. There's no yelling, no pulling, no stressful start for anybody. Only good memories. Number 3. Draw a beautiful picture of prayer for your child. Our children love to hear stories, which will forever paint a lovely picture in their mind. We should use stories as an alternative in teaching them something that's very important. We should use stories as an alternative in teaching them something important so that it can have a deep and meaningful impact on their lives. For example, the Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam used to tell his son Yusuf alayhi salam stories in the most beautiful descriptions. Many of us have not been given this beautiful gift from our parents. Instead, we have been told that we must pray and that if we don't pray, we will be punished. Moms out there, let's avoid connecting prayer with punishment when addressing it with our children. Instead, let's focus on describing to them the immense love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for them, the love and the beauty that can be found in prayer. I would think it would be a good idea to explain to your child what prayer means to you. When I spoke to my children, I said to them, in a story form of course, "There are 5 daily prayers, my sweethearts. Because during the day, we are so wrapped up with routine, running from here to there, we need to have breaks, catch our breath, and think about what we have been doing. These little breaks, which are the prayer times, are for us to re-energize, as if you were to put one of those rechargeable batteries in the wall where it recharges. We need to recharge. We speak to our Lord in His beautiful, blessed words, which is the prayer. Then we make dhikr, which is subhanallah 33 times, alhamdulillah 33 times, and Allahu Akbar 34 times, to praise and thank Him for all that He has given us. And in the end, we are given a wonderful opportunity to speak to Him in our own words, which is the dua. We have this private time to tell Him how we feel, our troubles and our joys, what we need, our dreams and our hopes, and anything else that's in our heart and in our minds. When we pour our thoughts to Him, to Allah, we feel much better. We feel loved because He really does love us more than even our mothers. So my dear beloved children, please, no matter where you are or what it is that you are doing, always, always make time to pray. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you very, very much and waits for that personal appointment you have with Him. So there's a question that comes in our minds. How many prayers and at what age do we try to implement this? I'm sure we've all struggled with this question and idea. We listen to a lecture, we read about the fiqh rulings on prayer, and we wonder, what should I expect from my child or young adult? We've even went as far as telling our 7, 8, and 9-year-olds that they must pray 5 times a day, or else. I have done it, and I've later on felt horrible because the outcome was not positive at all, and my approach was all wrong. Let us first look at what our goals and our challenges are as parents. Our goals are that we want our child to form a habit of praying, that we want our child to love to speak to their Lord, that we want to implement in our child a desire to pray, and that we want our child to understand that it's an obligation and not a choice. And then there are our struggles. Some of us have a few years of missed prayer. I know I do. And find it very, very difficult and a struggle to make it up. We don't want our children to go through this, so we want them to form the habit early on. We don't want our child to hate the idea of prayer or attribute it to anything negative. And we don't want our child to lie about praying or saying that they prayed but did not really perform the act. Moms out there, think about yourself and your ups and downs and during the year and be very honest with yourself. Throughout the 12 months, are you super duper punctual and focused on every single one of your prayers? Or are you like me and ordinary people struggling, but slowly improving upon the years? Sometimes you have your good days and your slip-ups. So how can we expect our children to be perfect in their action of prayer? Our merciful Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knows that we are human and we will make mistakes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to forgive us. He has set up a designated special time to ask for forgiveness, even though you can do it any other time, but this time is right after Isha prayer at night. Let us focus on what is important when it comes to prayer. For example, to improve slowly but consistently throughout our lives. Number 4, be gentle and patient when it comes to prayer. I know there are fiqh rulings and obligation to prayer which we must follow, but I also know that habits take a very long time to form. Teaching your kids to pray at an early age is a wonderful idea. The best way I feel like to implement a rule or a law is to follow it and be strict upon yourself, but be very patient and forgiving on all the people around you. So when it's time to pray, remind your child in a pleasant way. Ask your son if he'd like to perform the adhan and call everyone to prayer. Encourage your children to pray in jama'ah, which is congregation, with one another to get more reward. Perform your prayer in front of your children, whether they join in or not. I know that I'm able to pray Fajr and Isha privately in my quiet room since my children are sometimes usually asleep. But I make it a priority to pray my three other prayers in front of them. I'm not trying to show off, but instead I'm trying to display the action as a gentle reminder. And then I leave it at that. Number 5, if your child praise them and make dua for them out loud. A few things I say to my kids when they do pray is, Mashallah, my sweetheart, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. You look so beautiful when you pray. May Allah fill your face with nur. Ameen. Subhanallah, did you all see how lovely she performed her prayer? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always protect and guide you, my sweet daughter. Alhamdulillah, you make me so happy when you do things that are pleasing to Allah. May He always guide you to do that which is pleasing to Him. Kissing or hugging your child is another wonderful way to show your love and approval of them. A few years ago, I was very strict when it came to implementing prayer on my child. I would remind him over and over again and pick on what he did incorrectly when it came to the steps of prayer. I thought this was my duty, but I realized quickly that it was doing so much harm, so much more harm. So I stopped when I realized my error. It's never too late to change your way and attitude. Now I follow these 5 small steps that I've written down for myself, and I have it somewhere so I can see it and go over it and remind myself. And over time, I have seen a change in how my son sees prayer. Alhamdulillah. For example, the other day we were on our way to swimming class for my kids and we were short on time. I had performed my prayer, but my kids did not. While driving to class, I asked them if they had prayed and one of my kids explained, "Oh, mommy, I forgot." But my oldest son chimed in and said, "You know what? We can pray in the dressing room after swim class when we have just taken a shower and we're ready and clean." I smiled and said, "Mashallah." And I said, "Mashallah, Abdullah, thank you so much. That's a wonderful idea." Alhamdulillah, I thought, hand on my heart and feeling so good. Patience, time, and gentleness really do pay off. So remember, moms. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, please give us the patience to guide our children on the road which is most pleasing to you. That is the 5 daily prayers. Let us remember these simple ways, and I pray that you can have your children love prayer just like you do. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for joining me, Maliha Teaches, for Muslim Health Talk. We're on Instagram, YouTube, Pinterest, and so much more. All of our links can be found on Linktree Muslim Health Talk. Assalamu alaikum.